This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. Do not wait to the last couple seconds of the hour, please, because that means that I need to give you a homework assignment, which I know you hate. So call me if you need to talk with me. Now's not a bad time. 855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, we were talking about the government and how to improve the government, make it more responsive, make it more trustworthy. I don't even think it's transparent. I think that our government is transparent now. They're thieves. They're in their own best interest. They don't care about the country. They don't care about statesmanship. They only care about lining their pockets. And I think that we can't change the government unless we're willing to change the lobbying system, because it's just too much temptation for people who are perfectly willing to be tempted. Just a really interesting document. It's not a documentary. It's a movie, and it's made by Russians. One of the fascinating. It's about Russia, and it's called The Fool, and it's very Chekhovian of a low-level inspector. There's a man beating up his wife and daughter, and so the police are called, and the fire department is called because he, in the midst of bashing people's heads, a steam valve breaks, and so he's scalded. And what they notice is should they turn off the water? So they call up the guy that's on duty because his boss has gotten divorced and is on a 3-day bender. So this young man comes over and sort of notices that it's basically public housing, and that there's a crack all the way up from the floor, from the ground level to the ninth floor. And it turns out he's an engineering student, and he says, this building's about to collapse. It can only be, it's tilted, and it can only go 5 degrees off parallel before the building is at risk for. So he calls up the mayor, and it's a fascinating moment, but the idea that they're having a party, and so they get, he says the building's going to collapse and 800 people are going to die. So in the middle of this drunken revelry, they try and get the mayor and the chief of police and the fire department and whatever to come and do something about of mobilizing, of saving these people. And it turns out that they're all corrupt, that they've all been taking bribes and that they've been skimming. And so if they get investigated, they're all going to go to jail. And so they sort of turn on each other. And at one point, I'm not going to tell you more about the movie, but you should watch it. It comes out in a couple of weeks. But the idea being that the corruption is inherent in the system, that nobody except this one guy is innocent or willing to do anything or willing to have any sense of integrity. And there's nothing for him to gain about this. And even his wife and mom say, leave it alone. Why are you doing this? And he says, 800 people are going to die. And she says, but neither of them are me or your son. I mean, so it's a complete indictment of the Russian system. But it occurs to me it's also a complete indictment of every system, of politicians who don't care about people and are doing things that are illegal, immoral, corrupt, and will do anything to save themselves. And so, again, it's extraordinary that it was made about Russia by a Russian, but I don't think that the United States is any less venal. I mean, so it's a terrifying and upsetting kind of notion. Very well acted, very well played, and you're on the edge of your seat. I'm not going to tell you how it ends, because then you'll have to go and see it. I hate people who tell the ending of movies. But, all right, so we're talking about, and again, that's strictly about money. It's about money and power. But, you know, I just think that we can't reform the government until we look at the financial aspect of it. I just don't think we can. There's just too much temptation for people who are perfectly willing to be tempted. Okay, now, Trev, you had mentioned that you had an idea you wanted to toss out. So toss away, my friend.
All right, so, excuse me, here's how this goes. If you remember, it would have been a while ago, maybe you don't. I do, because it was one of the favorite things I've ever found, which is that there are 11 kind of micronations that exist within the United States.
Yes, I do remember it.
Based on, I shouldn't have doubted you. You have a fantastic memory of way in recalling these things. But in any case, they're kind of broken down via kind of the cultural similarities in these given regions.
And geographic, yeah. And cultural, yeah. Geographic, yep. Language, yep. Education,
yep.
Income.
Priorities, I think.
Yep, exactly.
Those kinds of,
yep,
things. For, yep. Let's throw out an example, see. Okay, so Yankeedom would be you and I, because I'm in Minnesota, you're in New York, founded by Puritans, industrial Midwestern, tend to be more comfortable with government regulations, value education and the common good more than other regions, which would be in deep contrast with, what was
the,
it?
Some of the southern ones.
Yeah. In any case, my idea would be that we focus less on the federal government because we're ultimately never all going to value the same things and bring it back down to smaller government where the most good can be done across, you know, within our own communities. I think, and then talking about corruption, if these people are governing in the communities they live in, how could you, I mean, you'd be just at such a high risk of exposure and, you know, those kinds of things. I don't know. I think things on a smaller scale.
I tend to agree with you. And when we were talking about this, we said that one of the responses, one of the most positive responses, was essentially what you're saying on a more micro level, which is that the farther you get away from the individual, the more corrupt the system. And
exactly.
I'm kind of abstracting a bit, but that was the idea. So that local government may be corrupt, but it's not as corrupt as state government. State government may be corrupt, but it's not as corrupt as federal government. So the idea being, I mean, look, that's what the USSR was for a while, a completely different system, but a loose confederation, essentially, that was all under an umbrella. It obviously broke down, and I don't know that that states would be willing to get together and kind, especially ones that are not geographically contiguous, but to get together and unite for a common purpose. Although, I mean, there's some leaders. Bloomberg was really effective of getting some gun control issues done in Congress and getting the mayors involved, as you say, on a smaller level. But and the idea being that I'd really like a reversal to a certain extent of maybe federal and local taxes, that you paid the most money to the, you know, is the same way that we shop local, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That we pay local as well.
Yeah.
That the most money goes to people who are closest to us.
Exactly.
And for example, when I support a charity, what I support, and I'm doing more and more, that rather than a national organization, I'll support, even if it's a national organization, I support the local kinds of things. So rather than supporting a national corporation, I'll find somebody who does the same kind of work and do it locally for a bunch of reasons. But basically exactly what you said, I just feel like I have more control, that I can find out what they're doing more easily, that I can visit them, that I can see how my money's being spent, as opposed to just sending a check to some place in Washington. Or someplace in, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be Washington. But for me, local means that I have more impact. And if nothing else, it's smaller, so that the same amount of money will have a lot more impact locally than it will nationally. So maybe that's it. And I think that's actually one of the things that one of our respondents referred to, is more local government rather than federal government.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So maybe so, keeping closer. Although this film that I was talking about was actually talking about a small town of 30,000 people that was local. So, and I mean, it's extraordinary. And I'm sure that the level of corruption is much less than it would be, for example, in Moscow. But the consequences, I mean, what they were saying essentially is that these people are corrupt, that nobody does. And it was a woman who was the mayor, which makes it in some ways even more insidious, because we can't even say, well, those terrible men who have no ability to nurture. I mean, this is a woman. And in fact, her nickname was Mama. And Mama was ripping you off. So, yeah, I do like the idea of, and, you know, if nothing else, I like the idea of blocks of people getting together. We know that certain groups have been very effective at sort of getting together and becoming a political voice. You know, I think part of it requires your plan, really requires people being re-energized about the notion of democracy, that you do matter, you do count, you can have an impact, you can change things. And if nothing, I mean, I'm in favor of that, if nothing else, as opposed to the kind of ennui that all of us have of, oh, no matter, it doesn't make any difference, you know, just which jackal I put into office. All right, 855-993-7569. What's on your mind? Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I just wanted to say that I remember when a certain state thought that they were right in their policies, and the federal government several decades ago had to send in troops to make that the state was being fair to a bunch of people. And so I think there's a role for both federal and state government. And by,
We're not suggesting that we get rid of the federal government. We're suggesting that we get rid of the people who are in the federal government right now and put in people who are better suited to serve the will of the people as opposed to their own bank account. I don't know that anybody would argue that we should get rid of federal government, because there certainly is a need to have, for example, the armed services need to be under the federal government. A banking system probably needs to be under. The highway system needs to be under.
Right.
That there are that obviously the diplomacy needs to. We can't have 50 states negotiating with foreign countries. So that's not what we're suggesting. That the people who are in the government are not serving our best interest. I don't think anybody's certainly
right.
No one's suggesting fomenting revolution.
Every level of government needs action to make our country run better. But you're talking about oversight for us.
Well, we're not even talking about that. We're just talking about people who are not. As I said, the documentary that was talking about trying to get a constitutional amendment that only had two constraints. Number one, that every legislator, before he or she voted on a law, had to attest publicly under threat of perjury that they had read the law, that you have to know what you're voting on. That was number one. And number two, that any law had to be published in a public forum a month ahead of time, so that the public could know what it was. It couldn't get either of them passed. I mean, imagine saying that somebody would say, I'm unwilling to sign something that said I read what I just voted on, which means who read it? Who told them how to vote? If they have no idea what they voted on, how could they vote? And the answer is somebody told them. And who told them? Either the lobbyist or the party leadership, or a horrible combination of those two. So I'm not suggesting revolution. I'm not suggesting we get rid of the government. I'm suggesting we make the government responsive. And when this whole thing was written up, when the people were talking about, you know, in 1786, we're talking about, okay, how do we do a government? There were only 13 colonies, and they were all located within a very small area. And so the idea of, okay, well, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to send people to talk about it. And they all knew each other. And as Trevor pointed out, they all shared a sensibility, or more or less sensibility. I mean, slavery was the big issue in this country 100 years later of who, you know, is it okay or not okay? And slavery at its most venal is as economic. It's that, you know, if we own the means of production, then it costs us less, and and the means of production in parts of the country were human beings. But no one, I think, is saying we need to get rid of the federal government. I'm saying, I think what people were saying is we need to have a government that's more responsive. But I think the state and the federal and the local make a whole lot of sense. What we're just saying is that we need to have some restrictions put in place so that people can't come in, make a lot of money, not paying attention to what they're doing, not be answerable to essentially anybody except their party leadership, and the party leadership seems to be responsive to lobbyyists, not anything else. So, but I don't
know how you take the money factor as far as motivation out. Even if we were to put in where those in government, in the high levels of government, the elected type of government people, were made to receive a salary of the average income or something like that.
Well, I just said what I said was just do a per diem.
Income, because that way then the middle class could try to go for the $60,000 jobs too.
Well, I mean,
and
I think...
add on a housing allowance because D.C. is so expensive.
Well, I mean, look, I think the issue is not so much how much they get.
Mm-hmm.
From
but it's
legally
when they get out of office.
No, it's not even that. I don't care what happens when you're out of office. I care what you're getting when you're in office that is not part of your salary. Speaking engagements, fancy vacations, cars, And some of this can be hidden, of course. But if you change the ethos, and the example I use is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, that up until Mothers Against Drunk Driving, saying, gee, I had so much to drink, I don't remember how I got home, was not considered anything other than kind of cutesy, maybe. And all of a sudden, someone said, are you kidding? People die. And the woman who started Mothers Against Drunk Driving was a woman in California whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver. In a very short period of time, she changed the entire concept of what it was to drink and what it was to drive. And I think that there we really can change the concept of what it is to run for office and what it is to do a good job. But I think we have to do it, and I think we have to be willing as a democracy. I mean, half the people who registered to vote don't vote. And I think one of the reasons why is just frustration. So if we can figure out a way to say, all right, you have to be willing to submit, and if you run for president, you do. You have to submit your financials, and you can't leave office with any more than maybe a cost of living increase after term limits when you came into office and when you leave office and you came in. Once you're out, I don't care what you do. But if lobbyists aren't the ones that are controlling the government, then politicians getting huge amounts of money to go into being lobbyists will stop. I don't care what someone does when they're out of office. I care what they do when they're in office, how they make their money, not even how they make their money, although that's part of it, how they make their decisions. But how they make their decisions is going to be completely dependent on how they make their money in this country, unfortunately.
When they go out of office, some of them get a sit on boards. And
yeah, I know. I don't care about
big
that.
Money for it.
It's fine.
You know,
I don't care.
But it could be like the promissory note for later.
Well, I mean, look, you can.
I
hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but you can only do so much. And you know that sort of. I don't think we need to turn into Big Brother, where we're going to monitor people for the rest of their lives. I think what we care about is that at least for the amount of time that they allegedly are representing a district and a constituency, that they behave,
right.
That they don't sell us out, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All righty. 85. Honestly, I'm not fomenting revolution. Just change. 855, just economic responsibility as much as anything else. 855-993-7569. Okay. So what else we got about people? Do we have any more of people who are how they're going to change the government?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, we got Ann who says, term limits for House members and senators, and finally figure out a way to prohibit all corporate money being used in all elections, federal and local. It is past time for corporations and individuals to be able to buy governments.
Amen. Is that our final one?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right. 855-993-7569. Honest, we're not fomenting revolution. We're just trying to make government responsive so we feel that we're living in a democracy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I am here to help you about whatever it is that's on your mind. How about an email? We haven't done email for a while. All right?
Sounds good to me. This one comes to us from Jenny, who says, would you ever consider writing a book about Dr. Joy Brownisms? Example, it's more important to appear to be reasonable than it is to be reasonable. Don't snoop, because if you find something, you can't use it. And don't start a war. Best wishes.
I love the idea. I'll tell you what I've been messing with, and I will be honest with you. You know, I was turning out basically a book about every 9 months when I had an agent who would come and say, okay, it's time to do another book. And so I kind of cranked out 14 books. But she retired, and it's a lot harder to write a book on speculation where you don't know if it's going to get sold. But here's, because people have been talking with me about how to raise kids. And I thought, well, if I take, so I'll tell you what, do me a favor, and I will do Brownisms. Send me all of, in fact, all of you. Just send me in an email all of the, your favorite Brownisms, and I'll see if I can put them together and write something. All right, is that fair? Because, and I'll see, because the idea was to combine kind of those kinds of things with you know, how they apply to child raising. For example, doing a section on trust, and one of my things would be trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night and don't snoop, and how that relates to child rearing as well as being an adult. Because what we're trying to do when we're raising children, which we sometimes lose sight of, is raising successful adults. You know, a successful child is obedient and polite and relatively low energy, right? They'll do what you tell them to do. That's not a successful adult at all. So what we need to do is balance our needs for quiet and control as a parent and our sort of long-term goals for our kids, which is to be successful and productive and happy and independent and relatively self-reliant, because they're not the same. And so if you'll send me, I think it's a great idea, and I really appreciate your confidence and your carefulness. So, all of you, just send me Joy Brownisms, and I'll see if I can't put them together and get somebody. I actually have somebody who says that they'll agent for me, so, because I haven't done a book for a while, and I really should, and so maybe I'll do a couple. Maybe I'll do a couple different ones. Thank you. I've always wanted to call a book Trust Your Neighbor and Tie Up Your Camel at Night, and no one has ever let me do it, because everybody looks at me like I'm nuts when I say that. But as far as I'm concerned, it's about sort of, there's no reason to go through the world distrusting people, but there's also no reason to go through the world tempting people. So trust your neighbor, but tie up your camel at night. That way your camel will be there in the morning. You don't have to worry about whether or not your neighbors are sticky fingered. I know, it's kind of a stretch. If you have to explain a title, it's probably not a good title. Maybe Brownisms is better. All righty. Is there another one?
Yeah, here we got a Facebook message that comes to us from Julie. Who's
okay,
there?
Hi.
Dr. Joy, I was listening tonight, this would have been yesterday, and kind of related to the woman you had on, and was wondering how long you suggest someone should wait after a breakup to date someone.
Yeah, she was very unhappy and was sort of saying he's borderline, he's manipulative, and I know I shouldn't be with him, excuse me, but I can't go over him. What if I die alone and no one will ever love me? Excuse me, I'm taking a drink of water. Propure is always there for me when I need them. Okay, and I said, look, you're not ready to date right now because you're feeling so vulnerable, and so you're going to be so grateful if anybody pays any attention to you. You're going to fall right back into predator territory. Because a guy that wants, you know, a sane human being is not, you're going to attach yourself like a barnacle, so you can't date right now. All right, so here's the deal. This is one of the things I am most loathed for, is the dreaded one-year rule, which says, I say, actually, it doesn't say, I say, that you wait at least a year after the breakup of a major relationship, whether it's a marriage or living together or dating each other. And the deal is, here's why. I'm being a little arbitrary, but not completely. The deal is that if you go through a calendar year, if you go through your birthday by yourself, Christmas, New Year's, Sal Mineo's birthday, the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, your anniversary, your mom's anniversary, I mean, you know, all those kinds of things, then, and I'm not saying you have to be put yourself on house arrest. I'm just saying you don't date during that time. You don't get emotionally involved with a potential mate. That you realize that you can do it by yourself. And it may be that there are going to be little twinges of, oh, you know, that was such fun with that person. And then, and I also suggested that she keep a notebook with plus on one side and minus on the other, because a lot of the things that she values, which is he made me feel special, was also he was a liar. Those are that, you know, he made everybody feel special because that was how he manipulated them. So the idea being that you go through at least a calendar year by yourself. And for some people, it takes a lot longer than that. A year is kind of minimal, because then you've gone through each of those experiences. And as human beings, we do divide things into days and hours and months and years. And so it's a way of restabilizing yourself, because, and here's one of my favorite visual metaphors. When we smile at somebody, we send out these little tendrils. You know, it's a Greek word. It says kathet. We connect. And when you hug somebody, you send out a stronger tentacle. And when you hug somebody, so the more connection there is, the more physicality, the more emotion, the longer the time, the greater the frequency, all those kinds of things. So to a certain extent, people have said, you know, I really feel connected to that person. Or I remember saying at one point after a very messy breakup to my grandmother, I didn't break up with my grandmother, and I said, I just feel like there's a part of me that's missing. And she said, oh, honey, that's wonderful. And I said, Graham, whose side are you on? She said, people live their whole lives without feeling that way. Well, at that moment, I would have happily lived my life without feeling that way. But her point was, really, without knowing about my metaphor, that we are not little robots that when somebody leaves our life, we can just sort of instantly reconstitute ourselves. That there are missing elements to us because we've shared it with that other person, because we've bent in that direction, because we've come to rely on it, whatever metaphor you want to use about how we connect. And so if cathexis is the word that we use to connect, decathexis is the word to disconnect. And it takes a while, and it takes a while for us to regain our balance, our center of gravity, our sense of self, our sense of value, however you want to make it. So by going through a whole calendar year and remembering the good news and the bad news and still being able to stabilize yourself, and you can see why it takes sometimes more than a year, depending on all sorts of things. I actually have a colleague of mine who used to say that for every year you were together, I'm trying to remember if it was, for every year together you had to be apart 6 months. So if you were together 5 years, you had to be apart 2.5 years. I think that's what it was. I'm not quite that strict. I think people are probably a bit more resilient than that. And people go through, you know, 40-year marriages. Does that mean you have to wait 20 years to reconnect with somebody? Only when you're sharing your teeth in the same glass. So I don't think you have to go through half the amount of time you were together, but I do think it takes more than just a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And our emotions are not going to be consistent with that. They're going to say, I need, I want. And I think both needing and wanting are interesting, but they're not a great basis for a long-term relationship. You want to be able to choose. It's very hard to choose when you're feeling needy. It's very, wanting is fine. I mean, wanting is sex or whatever else it is. Needing, not a great basis for a relationship. You really want to be able to choose. And if you're needy, you're not going to make good choices. So you're going to find yourself right back in the same messy situation. So to a long explanation for a hated slogan, which is a year, the one-year rule. And every once in a while, you know, I'll be out giving a speech, which I'm doing for Habitat, not next week, but the following week. Somebody's going to come up to me, I guarantee you, and say, I know you have the one-year rule, but here's James, and we've been together for 30 years, and we'd only been apart, you know, for 4 seconds, and look at us, ha, ha, ha. And I always say, that's great, but it's the exception, not the rule. And I guarantee, which I will not necessarily say to James and wife of James, or girlfriend of James, or boyfriend of James, think of all the things that you, all the problems in the first couple of years you could have avoided if you'd waited a little longer. Because, you know, I'm not about sort of saying, ha, you know, I'm right and you're wrong. But it's not a safe thing to do. It's not a reasonable thing to do. And if you're looking, presumably, for a long-term relationship, not a date, you want to set things up with the best possible way that you can. And knowing, you don't want someone to fall in love with somebody who's needy, and then you're not needy anymore. Because either that person's going to make you needy to make you lovable again, or they're going to dump you. Or you're going to dump them. So you don't want to go through a whole bunch of serial relationships, because after a while you believe that either you're not lovable or there are no reasonable people around. So a year, minimum. Okay? Want to call up and argue with me? You got to do it right now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so I have some good news for you today. It turns out that the Antarctic Ocean carbon dioxide absorption is actually increasing rather than decreasing, which is a good thing. It's known, the Antarctic Ocean is known as the Southern Ocean, absorbs vast amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and releases it back later in the year. Because they were worrying that the carbon sink might have begun to saturate, and apparently that's not the case. So there we go. On an annual average, the seas surrounding Antarctica absorb significantly more CO2 than they release. These seas remove a large part of the CO2 that human activities emit
like inhaling and exhaling, not to mention driving cars, thereby slowing down the growth of this greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, lessening the rate of climate change. The Southern Ocean accounts for a whopping 40% of the global oceanic uptake of that man-made carbon dioxide. Did you realize that? Realize it was quite that much?
No, that's huge.
There you go. Yeah. The Southern Ocean carbon sink might have begun to saturate. Based on model results, they suggested it had not increased since the late 1980s. This was unexpected, as it was assumed that a direct relationship existed between the magnitude of the carbon sink and the concentration of atmospheric CO2. The higher the concentration of CO2, the greater the amount absorbed. Since the beginning of the millennium, the carbon sink has become much stronger, thereby regaining its expected strength. So Mother Nature seems to be a little bit more, which isn't an excuse, folks, for us to be cavalier about how we deal with the oceans and how we deal with carbon emissions and whatever carbon footprints. But it does mean that, you know, what it means is we should probably be a little bit careful about our research and maybe. You know, I kind of feel mixed about it because you think then people say, okay, well that's all right. Then I can go and buy a Range Rover. No. All right. On a story that doesn't make you feel really good. This reminds me of how we got to the moon. Americans scored a D when it comes to science. Because that's how Sputnik started. That we realized that the Russians were so far ahead of us in science. That Kennedy said okay, and we jazzed up the math and science in the United States, but we're now saying that we're crummy at it again. Let's see if I can get a little bit more information. 20% confuse astrology and astronomy. Ooh, I think that my astronomy sign has always been a Scorpio. I was kidding, folks. I know that they're different. I know. I was doing that. We developed nuclear weapons. Catch a man to the moon, worked hard to secure a scientific and technological advantage over rival nations, but now Americans are struggling with science. They ask U.S. adults, and maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe we're just stupid adults. The kids are doing okay. Geology, physics, and astronomy. Out of 12 questions, the test takers on average only answered basically two-thirds correct. They answered about 8. Let's see if we got the questions. Let's see if I can find the 12 questions for us so we can just. Now it's going to take too long to do it. All right, let's go. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put up. Maybe we'll do this next week. We'll put up the questions because my computer isn't getting it quickly enough. But the idea being that's a little alarming that people cannot tell the difference between astrology and astronomy. And some of them probably thought it was a sandwich that you ate with mustard and tried to trim the fat. Okay, that was a terrible pun. Forgive me. All right, so let's see what. I apologize. I was going to try and pull up the questions, and I was going to actually make Trevor answer the questions. Although Trevor's
smart,
I think I
dodged that bullet.
Yeah, you're the one who kind of ruined my computer, didn't you? You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did.
86% of Americans know which of the Earth's layers is the hottest. Do you? All right, and I don't know if it's multiple choice or not. Is it the crust, the mantle, or the core? What do you think?
Well, the core?
Pardon?
Core, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Middle. Exactly.
Look at the pressure.
Exactly. Do you know what metal you need for a nuclear energy, a nuclear reactor?
Uranium.
Well done. All right, both of those did pretty well. 86% knew that the core was the hottest. 82% needed uranium. All right, the property of sound wave that determines loudness. You're going to know that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Amplitude.
Absolutely. But a third said it was frequency, and 23% said it's wavelength.
Frequency
amplitude, by definition, means height, right?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, all right. So that's probably giving you a somewhat of an advantage because you're... but that's all right. You should still know that. 34% correctly stated that water boils at a lower temperature to higher altitude than near the sea level. I knew that because I grew up in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
one in five confused astrology and astronomy. That one is not good.
Yeah.
One in five said astronomy was the study of how positions of the stars and planets can influence human behavior. Well, that's kind of cheating because obviously astronomy does have to do with the stars and the planets. So that's kind of confusing. That's just not reading the test question correctly. I think that one's really kind of cheating. So, although maybe you should read tests more carefully. But, I mean, that one does seem to me to be... The question is written badly, so not fair on that one. All right, 855-993. On my computer, I think you really did put the kibosh on my computer, so I can't ask you difficult questions. But you did
my
very
bad.
Well, although I did give you the easy questions.
Yeah.
And you do know the difference between astronomy and astrology, right?
Yes.
All of us Scorpios know about astronomy. Sorry.
Scorpios right. Don't believe in astrology.
Yeah, exactly. Or astronomy.
Or
we don't believe in either of them.
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a short lunch periods at schools linked with less healthy eating. Oh, like, duh. Like, you know, none of us ever knew that gobbling food was bad for us. We just do it, right? And this is probably my favorite story. President Obama presented Sally Fields with the National Medal of Arts, saying, "We like you. We really like you." That poor woman, if she discovered a cure to cancer... Right? If she won the Nobel Prize for negotiating peace in the Middle East, she would still on her tombstone saying, "We like you, we really like you." Do you know where that came from?
Her acceptance speech of something.
At the Oscars.
Oscars. And
yep.
Then what was it for, though?
It just went right out of my head. It was for Norma Rae. It didn't go out of my head. And she said when she won the Oscar... "You like me, you really like me." And at the time, there was this huge outcry because people were saying, you know, this isn't about, it's not a popularity contest, which of course it is. But the idea is that you did some good work, not that you're likable or unlikable, but she, so there we go. Stephen King actually was, and Alice Waters from California, all sort of won it. So there you go. I think that'd be pretty much fun to get a Medal of Arts. Trevor, keep looking for it. There you go. "You like me, you really like me." There we go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Do you like me, really like me? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.